This is a heartfulness meditation on acceptance. The aim of this meditation is to cultivate a deep sense of acceptance and peace with respect to those things that we can't change, influence, or control. We'll begin this meditation by finding our seat, finding a place to sit that's comfortable where you can be upright. Your hands can be on your thighs or in your lap. Feeling a sense of balance in this posture between the left and right sides, the front and back, upward and downward. And feeling your body aligned with the force of gravity. Inviting the body to relax. And also noticing the alertness and energy of sitting upright. And now we'll begin to incline the mind toward opening the heart, toward developing the quality of acceptance. And here's the secret to cultivating acceptance. If it's happening now, it's already too late to change. Whatever's arising in this experience right now, it's already too late to change it or influence it, so why not practice accepting it? When we get disgruntled or upset with what's arising in our experience, it actually has a negative impact on the next moment. We start to get frustrated and see through that lens. So here we're going to practice acceptance of this moment, so that in the next, we can actually invite a sense of spaciousness and clarity to inform our next action. We change the next moment by recognizing that we can't change this one. And how we'll do that is by working with a few phrases, a few aspirations to incline our mind toward. We'll start by repeating these phrases, working with the phrases, working with the feelings that come up around them, and the imagery that's generated by them, and directing these phrases toward ourselves at first. So you can repeat after me, saying this out loud or internally. May I let go of trying to control what can't be controlled. May I be at peace with how things are right now. May I respond to what's needed from a place of understanding and acceptance. So we'll continue to cycle through these phrases, saying them out loud or internally to ourselves, connecting with the feelings that are associated with the aspiration, and noticing the imagery, the internal images that come up when we say them. May I let go of trying to control what can't be controlled. May I be at peace with how things are right now. May I respond to what's needed from a place of understanding and acceptance. Connecting to the phrase, feeling the feelings as you repeat. May I let go of trying to control what can't be controlled. May I be at peace with how things are right now, feeling what that might be like, inclining the mind toward opening the heart. May I respond to what's needed from a place of understanding and acceptance. Acceptance doesn't mean resignation. It means allowing what already is the case, and then moving forward from there. From here, we're going to expand the field in which we are offering these phrases to include more. In particular, we're going to move from ourselves to including those folks who we're most connected with, our network of friends and family and colleagues, people we see on a day-to-day basis, people we care about and that our lives are connected with. So bringing to mind those people, all of the people that your life is intertwined with, imagining their presence here with you, feeling the sense of connection with these human beings. And now we'll begin to offer the same phrases, the same wishes toward this group. May we let go of trying to control what can't be controlled. May we be at peace with how things are right now. May we respond to what's needed from a place of understanding and acceptance. So repeating the phrases, inclining the mind toward opening the heart. May we let go of trying to control what can't be controlled. May we be at peace with how things are right now. May we respond to what's needed from a place of understanding and acceptance. One more time, inclining the mind toward acceptance, both for ourselves and our extended network. May we let go of trying to control what can't be controlled. May we be at peace with how things are right now. May we respond to what's needed from a place of understanding and acceptance, inclining the mind toward accepting the way things are so that we can change them for the better. In these last few moments, allow your attention to really relax, for the heart to be open, and see if you can incline the same wish, not just to yourself and to your network, but to all beings everywhere, humans, animals, everything that's alive. Just sending out this general wish for all beings to accept the reality of their lives, to not fight against it, but instead to notice that this is how it is. And when we do see that, we're more free, free to respond, free to be undisturbed in the midst of the chaos of life. This is a meditation written and recorded by Meditate.io. I'm Vincent Horn. If you found this valuable, you can find more resources for training in the digital age at meditate.io. www.ecosystems.io.